Hey, welcome to Mars Kingdom Podcast. I'm your host, Kevin Hossein. And on this channel, we like to focus on financial freedom, you know, through real estate, giving you tips, advice, you know, anything you can do in anywhere, any country, as long as there's real estate, you can do it. And today, we'll be going over why you should really get into real estate and how does it help to supplement income in a hard situation. Because right now, I'm stuck. Yep, you heard that right. Stuck on vacation. How does one do that? You might ask. Isn't vacation supposed to be a good thing, right? So the country I'm supposed to fly back to, they are on a travel ban, right? I worked there as a contractor, and so I was supposed to fly back there February 12, 13, something like that. And obviously you can tell it's been a while. So the work is still there, you know, just on hold, which is, you know, that's a blessing, you know. I at least say thanks for that, because so much people out there without work, right? At least my job is still there waiting for me. But you know, not having the income I was used to and being stuck on vacation, you know, with my family and stuff, you know, we still have needs, we still have stuff to get done, we still have to buy things, you know, Pampers, wipes, you know, the whole nine. Just imagine, baby stuff, man, it gets expensive, right? But just like the episode is, you know, is about, like, you know, real estate income and being a supplement, right? So I am not at the level where I'm comfortable to say like financial independence and living a lavish life, right? However, my real estate income greatly supplements the income that I've lost. So, I mean, just like being in this situation right now, being stuck on vacation, is not so much of a burden or headache, you know, that it would be for somebody else if they did not have extra income coming in. And that's what the main point is, trying to get people to start investing in real estate, you know, picking up properties, you know, doing whatever you got to do, right? Buying holes, flipping, wholesaling, you know, there's so much ways in real estate where you can earn income or get income. I like to focus on the passive income specifically for times like this, right? Because, you know, flipping and doing all that good stuff, that's still like a job. Like, you don't make money until the flip is done, until you sell it. You know, wholesaling, you know, you got to get the deal, work the deal, find the buyer. Cool. I mean, I can still get that done if I wanted to. I never did that, but you can still get that done. However, I like to focus on a more passive way, right? A passive stream, as much passive as I can get, right? Man, I'm trying to retire. I'm trying to continue working or do more work, right? I'm trying to make my life easier. And also prepare for a worst case scenario, because, man, I'm so big on worst case scenarios, right? This was not a worst case, this was not a scenario, should I say, I was looking out for. Like, I was not thinking, you know, 2 months plus, you know, 3 months plus, you know, from my home, but I was ready for it, right? So when I did hear that, oh, okay, I can't get back to the country, it's like, oh, okay, I can't get back to the country. All right, when I get back, I get back, right? So it just puts us in a really, really good situation. You know, it would put you guys in a really good situation. And that's, you know, coming down to it, that's what we should all strive to be, right? Strive to get to, is that, hey, you know, worst case scenarios do happen. You know, life happens. We never we never really like take into account or like what could happen. Like, man, if I was to put into this situation, what would happen, right? If I lost my job tomorrow, what would happen to me? You know, my family still got to eat. I still got to eat, you know, still got to pick up Pampers and baby food and all this kind of good stuff, right? I mean, you know, if I was on my own, maybe I could, you know, I could bum a few dollars to make it. But when you got family, kids, you know, responsibilities, you know, we really need to start thinking about worst case scenarios. And one thing that can help that is real estate. I mean, it's a no-brainer. I mean, if you have a business and, you know, I'm sorry about that. Like I said, I'm stuck on vacation and can't help my surroundings right now. So, but if, you know, you have, you know, families, yeah, family responsibilities, anything of that nature, you know, even if, you know, even if you're solo, even if you're by yourself, you know, a single male, single female, single whatever, you know, just being able to know that you have something to fall back onto just in case, right? Like, hey, like, let's just say you have one rental property, and like, it was a duplex, right? And, you know, you was renting out one side and you was living in the other, right? That's called house hacking for you guys. Maybe you heard that term before, but house hacking is basically you purchase a house, you know, a duplex or something, and, you know, you're renting out one side to live rent-free or close to, right? Now, if you was doing that, and then let's say you lost your job, but you was living rent-free, at least you know you have a roof over your head, that you got rent coming in to at least, you know, shelter you, right? And then, you know, you can grind your way to get another job, to get the income back up, right? To purchase some more properties, right? Because the more properties you have, the more units you have, the more passive income you have, it's the better your worst case scenarios end up being, right? All right, so cool. Of course we know real estate is the thing. We know we need real estate. We need passive income. Who doesn't want more passive income? Who doesn't want multiple streams of income, right? I mean, of course. So how do we get it? How do we get this first rental property or more rental properties, right? Of course I want it. If I was to give you a house, of course you would just take it, right? So the whole point is, how, like I said, how do we start? The first thing that we need to do is, you know, get our reason for real estate down. Because I'm telling you, just like everything in life, you know what I mean? If you try to do, you know, exercise, right? You know, you try to work out. If you don't have a really good reason for, like a strong why, like why do you want to work out? You're probably going to get up in the morning, you're going to bustle some push-ups, you're going to do this, you're going to go to the gym, you're going to get that membership. And then 2 weeks into it, you're going to fall back. You're going to slow down. 3 weeks, 4 weeks into it, you start making more excuses to stop. You know, by next month, couple months, you're done, right? You just paid for a year of membership and you were probably only going to use like 2 months of it. You know, I know because I did that. You know what I mean? I did that. So my reason for working out was not strong, right? Your reason for real estate needs to be strong before you even take that first step. Actually, that first step should be you finding out your reason. And it's not just, hey, you know, I'm going to get into real estate because just in case my worst case scenario happens, I want to be good. All right, cool. That's a good reason. But I would say if that makes it strong enough for you, cool. That worked for me because I was once homeless, right? And I know how it feels not to have that shelter over your head, not to have a home, not have a place to call your own or just to go, right? We take things for granted so much, right? But being on the streets, you know, puts it in perspective, you know? Now, coming into my real estate thing, I'm never going to have to worry about that. I always got a roof over my head. I'm going to kick one of them tenants out and take it if I have to, right? But, I mean, we need a strong reason. That's your first step. Your first step is saying, hey, I need to invest in real estate because X, Y, and Z, right? And it needs to be strong. It needs something that you can hold on to when it gets hard, when the banks tell you no, when you can't find a good property, when, you know, your credit score isn't where it's supposed to be. So, you know, it's so much different variables in there that stops us from entering the real estate investor community. You know, so much things that just kind of like deter us from going after it. May it be funding, which is usually the most biggest one. It's like, oh man, well, I ain't got the money. I ain't got the real estate investing money. So I'll save up and I'll get into it. And then that day never comes, right? Because something else comes up, right? Or, well, I don't know how to do it. I ain't got the knowledge. Or, you know, my credit score is not too good. So, you know, I'll try and work on my credit. You know, I'll get my credit fixed by the end of the year. So next year I can just, boom, go full in, you know? But that's not going to happen, right? Many of us want to get into real estate. Like, man, I wanted to get in real estate 10 years ago. Right? I was good. I was hype. I was ready. I wanted to do it, but I didn't have a strong enough reason. And the guy that was mentoring me, I just, man, sad to say, you know, I blew him off, right? All that experience, all that, you know, that value that he was giving me, I just blew it off because I just wasn't ready. I went back to work. I enjoyed my 9-to-5 and I was like, all right, cool. You know, I'll just do this. It's way more easier to collect a check than to go out there and grind. Like I said, I wasn't ready for it at that time. But so step one, finding your reason, finding your why, right? Why real estate? Why real estate? Why real estate, right? I mean, true enough, you could pick up stocks, you could do this, you could day trade and all this kind of good stuff. But we're looking for passive income, right? Something that you ain't got to pick up and do. Like, man, I collect checks now. Like, checks roll in sometimes and I'm just like, oh, man, I got paid already. Wait, where does money come? Oh, that's right. You know, next week. Damn, oh, that's right. Okay, cool, you know? I mean, it's a really good feeling, and that's what I want. I want all of us to have that feeling. So the next thing, all right, so you got your why. You figure out, you know, I want to invest in real estate because I always want to have a roof over my head. Right, cool, good. Good for you, good reason, right? Next thing is education. You have to educate yourself, right? I mean, many of us invest in stocks, you know, randomly. I keep picking on stocks because I know I've known people that did this, right? That just invest in stocks because all you got to do is swipe up and buy some goddamn stocks, right? I mean, it's just so easy. There's no barrier anymore. There's no learning curve to it. You know, you just download the app, buy some stocks. Cool, you're done. Right now you're a stock investor, right? In 5 minutes you just invested in some stocks. Oh man, it went up a dollar. You just made some money. Cool, right? Now real estate, you have to educate, and you can start doing that now for free. YouTube, Google, so many free mentors, right? People like myself, you know, people on Instagram, people on YouTube, people everywhere that just giving away free knowledge, like free actionable knowledge that you could just like take up now, literally, and in 90 days, purchase your first property, right? I mean, it's unseen. In this time that we're living in, it hasn't been so easy, like for access of information, right? It's just access of determination, right? Or diligence or something, right? It's just on our part. Do we really want it? When you pick up that phone to go on YouTube, you know, dumbest moves compilation, you know, or best falls of the week or some crap, right? Instead of doing that, how about you watch a real estate class, right? How about you watch a re-recorded session of a Zoom call or something, right? About real estate investors. How about you listen to a podcast on how to purchase real estate? How about you read a blog about real estate? These are like, if you're not like, you're still unsure because, you know, you have this like bias in your head that, oh, my credit is this or I don't have funding. Well, get educated, right? Then you'll see that credit scores and funding is not really a barrier to get started in investing. There's so much people out there investing with low credit scores, zero funding, zero income, right? Zero savings like that. And still able to purchase properties and get income, right? It's just, man, I'm telling you. So first off, get your reason. Second is education, right? Education, education, education. All right, so the third thing, right? You got your reason. You've been educating yourself. Cool. Now you got knowledge. A lot of people like to say knowledge is power. Scratch that. What's the sense of having all that power if you don't use it, right? I like to say knowledge is a tool that needs to be used, right? What's the sense of learning, like, how to change the oil in your car, right? Let's say you ain't never did it. You ain't never touched a car in your life, right? So you learn. You've been reading every single day how to change oil, how to change oil. Man, you know it like the back of your hand. But what's the point if you ain't never did it? What's the point if you're not going to use it, right? Go out there and change the oil. What I'm coming to say is, you've been educating yourself on real estate. You've been getting your knowledge base down, right? You got some mentors. You've been figuring this out, right? Kind of learned that, hey, funding is not a barrier. Credit score is not a barrier, right? You can do this, right? You have this feeling in you like, man, these people doing it? If they can do it, I know I can definitely do it, right? So you need, number three, you need to take action. Action. Simple. Just take action. So much people hold themselves back because they don't take any action, right? We have this thing of like fear of failure, right? That you know, getting rejection, getting a no, right? Hitting up a bank and saying no, calling investors and getting a no, right? You know, you ask 10 investors and 10 out of 10 say no. Well, okay, just ask more, right? Ask 100 investors. Somebody going to say yes. Ask 1,000 investors. Somebody going to say yes. And where do I find these investors? Google it. You search it. There's ways to find investors. There's investors everywhere, right? There's probably 1,000 investors in your city. And how many cities are there? So you can definitely find a city if you ask all of them. Somebody's going to work with you, right? That what I'm basically trying to say is you have to take action. And if you're scared of taking too much action, break it down into baby steps, right? Little mini steps, mini goals. Set mini goals for yourself. Say, hey, you know what? Every day, you know, I'm going to do this. May it be small. Something that you know you can get done, right? Then let's say, you know what? Every week, by the end of the week, I'm going to call a property manager just to touch base, right? Ask them questions. Learn what they learn, right? Learn what they know. Then let's say the next one is, you know, call up a real estate agent and pick his brain, right? I mean, there's so many different things you can do, right? I mean, you can get firsthand knowledge, you know. Hey, Mr. Real Estate Agent, you know, what does it take to qualify for this type of property? You know, I'm a beginner investor looking to pick up my first rental property, and I'm just trying to figure out what do I need to do, right? I mean, just keep it simple, keep it truthful, right? If he don't help you, ask another person, right? If your state is too expensive, ask somebody from a different state, right? I mean, you can do it, but just the get in the mode of taking action, and you will continuously take action, right? Because once you start taking action and you keep doing it, right? It's just going to come like second nature. It's like, all right, let's pick up the phone, gotta call the agent. All right, cool. All right, pick up the phone, call property manager. All right, cool. You know? Oh, man, pick up the phone, call the investor. All right, cool. I already did it 100 times already. I got 100 no's, so what's one more no, right? Until you get some people get lucky, pick up the phone the first time and the investor says yes. Some people pick up the phone 100 times and they get, you know, one yes on 101. But it's that one yes that's all you need. You just have to be right one time. You just have to get one yes, you know? I mean, it's very doable. It's very scary at first, yes. It can be very challenging, yes. But once you keep going, once you keep moving, I mean, you're moving in the right direction already. So that's a plus. Always stay positive, you know? The mindset is everything, right? I mean, it gets hard. But once your mindset is strong, once you build a strong foundation with this, right, like with your reason, right, let your reason why be your foundation. Because when it gets hard, just keep reverting back to that, right? Man, I need to invest in real estate because I need shelter, right? I need my worst case scenarios to be like, man, the rent check coming in 2 days late. All right, cool, whatever, right? Let that be your worst case scenarios, right? So let that be your foundation and just action. Man, y'all can do this, right? If you need any help, any guidance, learn how I did it, how I got my couple properties, right? I can definitely show you guys that. I can show you how I break down numbers. I mean, I can show you everything. I give all my stuff away for free, right? I don't need your money. I got rental money, right? I don't mean to say that in a bragging kind of way, but I want to say it in a way that shows like, hey, I'm able to give this stuff to you guys for free just because I don't want your money. I want you put your money into your own real estate portfolio, right? That would be the amazing gift. That's the gift I'd like to give, you know, or at least get you started. You know what I mean? Any questions, anything, you know, that'd be great. I would love to hear from you guys. I'd love to hear anything. And just keep going, you know what I mean? Stuck on vacation, but I'm chilling. You know, it's cool. Would I like to get back to work so I can make some more money? I mean, of course. But am I fretting about it? Am I like, man, I don't know how next week look. No, I'm not worried about that. And I would love for each and every one of you to say the same thing if, God forbid, that time does come, right? Let's say you lose your job or paycheck get cut, right? Or you take a pay cut or something, right? At least you'll be in a better position than your other employees, the non-investors, right? At least you should be on that road, right? And you know, we wish you guys all the best. Hope you like this podcast. You know, it's Tomorrow's Kingdom. I'm your host, Kelvin Hossein. And, you know, you can email me at admin@tomorrowskingdom.com. And, you know, just be safe out there and, you know, keep grinding, right? Get your reason, get educated, take some action. Peace.